right, look, it is time to ask Steve. And I love these because Steve has some of the most interesting answers.
Yes, he does.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Steve.
Okay.
First question. What is the best age, you think?
The best age?
Age. Uh-huh.
50.
Yeah, really?
50. Yeah, I think 50. 50 fly, man.
Why?
Yeah, because you've done enough to know not to do no more stupid stuff, but you still can.
But you still can't. You're able to
do it. Oh, okay.
You're able to do it.
Yeah, you okay. Still can.
Wow. 50. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I thought you were going to say your current age. That's what
I thought. Well, no, see, because, you know not to do nothing. I block out most of them thoughts now.
Oh.
50, I could have the thoughts and still do some crazy mess and might do it, but I'd refrain.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's what makes 50 so exciting. Oh, yeah.
All right, Tommy, you got a question? Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I got one. I've been going through this lately. Let me ask you. How often is it healthy to cry?
Depends on who you are in the circumstance, but I think if a man don't get out 2 a year.
Really?
I think if a man don't get out 2 a year, he might be just bottling up some stuff.
Are you really? That is
really
profound.
Steve, 2 times a year.
That is profound to me.
Yeah, I think a man should be allowed to cry twice a year. Something has twice to affect year. You emotionally. Something has to resonate from your soul. You have to allow something to penetrate your soul. So you got to remember on something God then brought you through. And in your current state, you go, man, I used to be messed up. Look what he done for me now. You got to have that. Or you got to see somebody who you see accomplishing something. And you see the appreciation that they have. And you happy for them. And it touches you because you've been there, done that.
That's what I was going to ask you. Those are happy tears. Yeah, you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to have grieving tears twice a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm talking, you asked me how long is it healthy for a man to cry.
That's
I think
cool.
You got to get it out.
All right. I like that. You got one, Junior? What you got?
Best advice you ever received, huh?
You can't tell God how to bless you.
I think everybody can amen.
Somebody
that
told
one,
me
yeah.
that. You can't tell God how to bless you. You know, man, though, probably so the true. Best, if I wish I had known this, man, that you can want for something so bad, but if it goes against the will of God, then God don't punish you for wanting it. He just changes your mindset so you can rearrange what you want until you start wanting the same thing he wants for you. Oh, how many times you had to turn my stupid wagon around? Good Lord.
Come on, Carla. You got a question?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to lighten it up a little bit. Say a word in Spanish.
Caliente.
Ooh, hot.
Uh-huh.
The reason I laughed at that is because Steve used to take Spanish lessons live on the air.
How you do that?
And all he wanted to know was were the curse words in Spanish. He knew all of those.
All of them.
Keep on
asking. That's hilarious.
So say cold in Spanish. You say caliente. Say cold in Spanish.
I have no idea.
How you gonna know how to not know?
I told you what he wanted to know in Spanish.
Next question.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Since you're on the program, I know you are, Steve, but just think back. What is your favorite carb? Do you like bread, pasta, rice? What's your favorite carb?
Pasta is one of my favorite carbs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And why?
Because it's delicious.
Because yes,
you could put
is.
Meat with it, you could put fish with it,
uh-huh.
You could put pesto with it, you can put
chicken.
Marinara with it,
mm-hmm.
You could put chicken with it,
seafood,
you could put cheese
vegetables.
With
yeah.
it, you could put vegetables in it.
Yeah.
It pretty much ain't nothing you can't put in pasta, man.
Yeah.
Italian food is one of my favorite foods. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Mine's so good.
All right, well, thank you, Steve. That was fun. It's
You're
always fun.
You're absolutely welcome, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.